Thanks for listening. My name is Pat Bosco, formerly Vice President of Student Affairs, Dean of Students at Kansas State University. This podcast gives us a chance to share specific strategies and techniques that I think will help improve our ability to be sincere and caring as we serve those who are important around us. Leadership in the new norm. This is our chance to possibly wipe the slate clean, to look at things that are in place before the pandemic that weren't working, and we knew they weren't working. It gives us a chance to engage in new and exciting ways, to learn lessons that will help us better serve those that are important to us, to ask good questions. What have we learned during the last 18 months of this pandemic? What are the best practices? And listen carefully to those that have gone through the process of change and see what's working and what isn't working. And what do we need to do more of? And what do we need to do less of? Now, I visited with a new president of a nonprofit the other day, and she shared with me that within 2 weeks, she visited with 24 presidents of nonprofits around the world. She would have never been able to do that 18 months prior. That the pandemic gave her an opportunity to use technology, to think through new ways of connecting and engaging with counterparts all over the world. That's exciting. So we're learning about Zoom, we're reevaluating travel, we're thinking about working at home, we're reconstructing offices to take advantage of what could be the new norm. We're looking at job criteria, everything that we have a chance to touch is being affected by this opportunity to do something a little bit different. As we engage in authenticity, this is an excellent opportunity for us to reevaluate everything we're doing. I visited with an individual who is up for a college presidency. I was shocked to hear the entire selection process is on Zoom. The candidates are not going to visit the campus. That the entire opportunity for them to get to know the campus and the individual is totally on Zoom. What an extraordinary change in the way we do business. As we think in terms of our ability to think about the new norm, let's also engage in how we hire. As I mentioned, I was taken back by the fact that a university presidency is going to be conducted totally on Zoom. Well, let's think about the criteria that we currently, maybe 18 months ago, were asking of candidates. Certainly, if you're looking for a position or you're looking for promotion, the new norm has given us a chance to think about those that are most vulnerable, that have been affected by the pandemic more than anybody else. And as businesses, corporations, educational institutions, not-for-profits, they're thinking about how they can respond to the most vulnerable. If you're a candidate for a position, whether it's a new position or a promotion, I'd be prepared under the new norm to be able to address your commitment to diversity and inclusion. That's going to be a critical question for any candidate for a position. I'm not saying that you have an edge if you're a person of color or from an underrepresented population. I'm saying that you need to have a commitment that can be articulated to diversity and inclusion. And for years, I would ask, what have they done in terms of their own hiring practices? What does their staff look like? What have they done when they've had an opportunity to select new members of their workforce? Proof's in the pudding in terms of their ability to make change, in terms of what does their office look like when they started and presently. To look at job descriptions, to be able to be in a position where we look at criteria. It's important that we recognize and be ready to respond to, under the new norm, any organization's commitment to diversity and inclusion. That's been a critical result of our ability as a nation to go through the last 18 months or so. I would freshen up on behavioral-based interviewing, and that's the best answer for behavioral-based questions is STAR, S-T-A-R. If this is new to our listeners, I'd Google behavioral-based interviewing questions and answers and bone up on the ability to give STAR answers. ST stands for situation, A stands for the action you took to address the situation, and the R is the result. And I'd be able to, I think about under the new norm, to be able to respond to any question with 45 or a minute, 45 seconds to a minute, to explain what you've done in specific instances to improve the organization that you're presently a part of. I would also emphasize doing your homework, to look carefully at the institution's values, their vision. Websites have been changed over the last 18 months, and if you don't know that, you're not doing your homework. Vision statements are there. Mission statements are there. Principles of leadership and sense of purpose are on their websites today, and they weren't there a few months ago. That under the new norm, people are reevaluating their commitment to their community and their society. Coach Snyder started with his 16 principles, and if I were a student athlete who was on the fence in terms of whether I was going to be offered a Division I scholarship at a big-time football program, and Coach Snyder was in my home, I would have done my homework and be able to respond to a few of his 16 attributes to a winning football program. It's important that you think about the ability for your personal statements to fit with the corporation or the organization or not-for-profit you're looking at. Lastly, under the new norm, with all this technology, I'd follow up with a handwritten personal note. I think that's absolutely critical. That John Nesbitt, in his book in the 1980s about megatrends, he outlined 10 megatrends that would be response to technology. One of them was a high-touch response, and I think that'd be something that would single you out under the new norm. So as we attempt to come out of what was an extraordinary situation in America today and in the world, look for things that we could save, things we can do less and more of. That as what were the best practices worked for us in an authentic environment, and how best can we respond in our own personal spheres of influence to make a difference under the new norm.